Now, don't go away, because next on CBS Radio's Comedy Time are those two zany characters of many characters, Bob and Ray.
And now, Bob Elliott and Ray Goulding present the CBS Radio Network.
Welcome to another Bob and Ray show.
Hope you're all enjoying this Labor Day holiday. And I hope you will enjoy the ensuing few minutes here as we take time out for a few chuckles and laughs.
First of all...
Oh, give it a drink.
Oh, now well, wait. That was
oh,
a nice...
Oh, I mean, why are you so corny?
The a nice way to sign on.
You laughs.
So that's what we intend to do. We don't expect any great, hilarious...
Maybe it was rather trite, probably.
Well, it was,
But, well, I'll watch that from now on. I'm glad you corrected me, Webb. And look, anyone else, whenever you feel that we need correction, I don't want you to hesitate. That goes for anyone in the audience, too.
Goes for any one of our staff, too, and I hope you all know that.
Just remember... Webb,
remember how that fellow that worked with last year used to correct us?
That's right, a lot.
Out all the time. That fellow that worked for us up through last Thursday.
He used to help us a lot by correcting. And Webb, why don't you take like 3 or 4 weeks off for a while? Just kind of take a vacation.
Or a little longer if you want. Well, why don't we call you when we want you to come back?
All right. All right, then. I guess I've been dismissed, right?
Well, I don't like to have
No, I wouldn't. I'd say maybe fired would be closer to it.
Yeah, that's
him.
That's right.
All right, so long, so long. I'll never correct everybody again as long as I live.
Okay, good.
Hope you've learned your lesson.
Oh, hello, Webber.
Hello,
Webber.
Come up here, Cato.
Oh, Webber and Webster on the
way. We had a long, one long pan, amazing.
Oh, oh, oh.
Yes, he
was they fire him?
Well, no, it's just a... brief vacation.
Oh.
You see, he corrected one of the Bob and Ray team.
Oh.
And,
Correcting Bob and Ray team like taking shoes off in movie theater. Maybe answer to Silent Exit. What?
No, I don't know. I guess there's a hidden Eastern message there.
Oh, I have a crew on Merry Day, I think.
You have what? A crew? A clue on, on Smelly Days.
Oh, will you play this a tape I bring?
What is it?
It's a telephone conversation. I tap.
You made a wire tap?
Oh.
I don't know whether this is
legal
or not. No.
Well, I don't think it would stand up. I mean,
can't admit it in court. I know it's
It's crew as to where Smelly is.
Where did you make this?
Right here.
Right here?
About 3 blocks away.
Three blocks away from our studio.
Oh.
All right.
Oh,
but Joe Alonzo, would you thread that up on the tape machine?
Yeah, try that, will you, Joe?
And the whole point is this. I'd like to get about 10 face down on that pony in the 8, you know?
Yeah, well, Charlie, give me all the dope on it, and I'll see what I can do.
Okay. It's Skippy Lou. He's a 3-year-old chestnut, you know.
Yeah.
Hey, you don't sound loud to me. You sound like you're way down the level.
What do you mean, like some of the power's going out of the line?
You know, like when it's tapped.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you kind of feel far away.
Yeah.
I mean, you're not high level, you know. Hey, this weather is for the birds.
Oh, P.U.
Smelly is the word.
Yeah, I'll say so.
Yeah, they can bring on the snow and wind any time now, Dave.
You said it, Charlie. Well, okay, I'll get that down for you, and I'll be seeing you around.
What you said?
Is that the end of it?
That's the end of it, yeah.
Well, what's that have to do with Dave? I'm missing one.
Well, they mentioned the smelly Dave.
Well, they mentioned one fellow's name was Dave.
I don't think they had anything to do with it, Cato. Well, all right, I just try to help as much as I can.
Well, you couldn't get away with this on the Green Hornet, buddy, and you better sharpen up if you want to stay with us, too.
All right, I'll see you later. I'll leave in my black limousine. Talking to him is like being stranded in the desert without a spare tire, isn't it?
Okay, that's enough of that. Hey, that's right. I'm so glad you reminded me, Mary. Mary McGoohan held up a sign, said that Dave's Pictures. If you'd like a picture of Dave, so as to help you spot him somewhere or anywhere, just send a request to us here at the Bob and Ray Show, 480 CBS, 485 Madison Avenue, New York, and we'll get the picture right out to you.
And if you'd like a place to put the picture when you get it, where it could be seen by all in the room, I can think of no better place than on top of your Columbia Stereophonic phonograph.
Hey, nifty tie-in, boss. That's as neat a tie-in as I think I've ever heard.
Well, I think it's...
So you go right ahead with the commercial.
Columbia, you know, is first with the LP record. It was first with guaranteed stereo fidelity records. Now it's first again with Stereo One. Number one in the wonderful world of sound.
I don't mean to sound like I'm correcting, but I don't think that was the best tie-in I've ever heard.
Is it a correction, Mary?
No, it's not a correction.
All right.
It's just merely an observation.
It was a neat tie-in. It was a neat tie-in, right?
Pretty good.
Yeah. There's a new listening experience in stereophonic high fidelity, and these Columbia sets will make regular or stereo records sound the very best. There's a great selection of Columbia Stereo One models at your Columbia phonograph dealer, one for every room, budget, and every listening need, with portables starting as low as $24.95 and consoles as low as $129.95. And you can arrange easy terms, too, at your Columbia phonograph dealer. To see them all, hear them all, today.
Good. Well, this being Labor Day, down in Peanut Grove, Texas, is the big Aqua Jollies. They've been conducting the Aqua Jollies down there on Labor Day, I think, for the past 15 years, Bob.
Yes, it's kind of a yearly anniversary of the Battle of the Alamo, which occurred only 987 miles away in San Antonio.
That's right, so you can see the real tie-in. And it's a special feature that we're delighted to arrange to broadcast today. Our first string correspondent, Wally Ballou, is being assisted in this coverage by Artie Skirmelhorn, who is our roving reporter. And incidentally, we're glad to hear from old Artie Skirmelhorn, since this is the first word we've had of him since he started roving 2 months ago. Okay, take it away, Wally Ballou.
This is Wally Ballou, winner of 27 Diction Awards and Silver Voice Special Correspondent, speaking to you from the shores of the Mammoth Lagoon at Peanut Grove, Texas, where the annual Aqua Jollies are now in progress. On the opposite shore is Artie Skirmelhorn, and I'm going to call him in now.
This is Artie Skirmelhorn on the opposite shore of the Mammoth Lagoon at Peanut Grove, Texas. Incidentally, if you've been wondering where I've been for the last 2 months, fellas, I've been rolling and for the cover. It was just yesterday, and then I ran into old Wally in the Stardust Cafe. He was, I might
say... This is Wally Ballou, and I'd like to describe for you the setting of this beautiful pageant. On a sort of an island in the middle of the lagoon is a replica of the famous Alamo, surrounded on all sides by in the desert outside San Antonio in the old days. The gallant defenders are waiting tensely for the attack, which is about to be launched by the Mexican army and their Indian allies. How does it look from your side, Artie?
It looks mighty tense.
Thank you very much. And now here they come, and the attack is beginning. Here come the Comanche Indians, insane with the fury of battle. Hundreds of them, all on water skis, drawn by a regiment of fiberglass boats propelled by outboard motors. Now, the defenders of the Alamo are coming out to meet the Indians. Artie, can you pick it up from there?
The brave defenders of the Alamo are coming out to meet the Indians. The defenders are enacted by hundreds of beautiful girls. They wear the traditional coonskin cap and tattered bikinis. They are swimming valiantly toward the invading force.
They are using an Australian crawl.
This is Wally Ballou again, Multiple Diction Award winner. The Indians are diving off their water skis and swimming toward the defenders of the Alamo. The fiberglass boats have swerved aside and are speeding off into the distance. The boats will leave the lagoon at the south end and proceed to their anchorage backstage in the nearby Rio Grande River.
Now this is Artie Skirmahorn again. The two opposing forces are about to meet. Yes, there they are. They've met far out in the lagoon. The defenders are trying to keep the Indians from reaching the Alamo.
The Indians and the gallant backwoodsmen have now come into contact, and this is probably the most sensational part of the Aqua Jollies, folks. Both forces are joining in a circle, and they swim around and around. They've joined hands and formed a gigantic circle, and now... Look at that. You should see this, folks.
Yes, folks. It's a beautiful sight. The Indians and the backwoodsmen, swimming very gracefully, have formed a mammoth Lone Star. And the audience is tremendously thrilled by this.
I'm moving to a better vantage point now, closer to the shore of the lagoon, to describe the climax of this beautiful water spectacle of the Battle of the Alamo. And here it is, folks, the climax.
Yes, folks. Here's the climax.
Here it is. Davy Crockett is emerging from the Alamo. Davy, the great American hero, played by Speed Foster, champion high diver of Texas. Speed, or rather Davy, is now climbing to the high diving perch, soaring 150 feet above the Alamo. He's going up and up.
Meanwhile, folks, the Indians and the back woodsmen are now swimming into a new formation. They're spelling out something. It's a sentence or a phrase. Just a... Yes, there it is. It reads, Texas welcomes Alaska. Now, that's what I call real sportsmanship.
Now, this is Wally Ballou, whose famous voice is bringing you a description of the Aqua Jollies at Peanut Grove, Texas. Davy Crockett is at the top of the high-diving perch. In a moment, he'll make a sensational 150-foot dive to the battlefield of the Alamo. He's getting ready. And there he goes. And he did it. Davy Crockett dived right in there among the attackers of the Alamo. Now he's calling the beautiful backwoodsmen who swim toward him. But the Indians, knowing they're defeated, swim away with a stepped-up Australian crawl. And the Alamo is saved. Now we return you to Bob.
And that was an on-the-spot description. And quite long, I might point out. We'll have to speak to Wally about that.
Yes.
Of the Battle of the Alamo as performed in the annual Labor Day pageant, the Aqua Jollies of Peanut Grove, Texas.
Yeah, I thought we lost the Battle of the Alamo.
So did I.
This is Wally Ballou coming to you again from the Aqua Jollies of Peanut Grove, Texas. The Mexican army has suddenly appeared from the far shore of the lagoon. They're swimming toward the defenders of the Alamo and driving them back to the fort. So we're keeping a close watch on the situation, and I'll report the outcome of this famous battle as soon as something definite develops.
Thank you, Wally Ballou. That was it. Cut it. Thank you, Mr.
That's all, Joe. Dean, we wanted to talk to you today. Dean Archer instead, ladies and gentlemen.
And it's
time has run so quickly by that I don't think we can really get
I was glued to the radio receiver listening to that
annual Labor Day feature. That
I think maybe next Labor Day, if I have the time off, I think I'll take the little lady. And myself, and head down to Queen of Gold.
It'll be a nice trip. It's a beautiful place, I'm told. Never been there.
How's your lawn?
And, well, I don't have a lawn. I'm living in the city.
High chickens, land.
And I don't have, no, I have no livestock or anything of the sort.
Plants?
How's your hair? Well, that's leaving.
Well, maybe.
So that isn't good.
That's not agricultural in any way.
No. But anyway, thanks for coming all the way down from Lackawanna, the field station.
Bob, I hope you had a wonderful Labor Day. And speaking for all the gang up there, the field station was huge, part of where all the gang. Happy.
Very warm greeting. Thank you, Dave.
That's
until tomorrow, then, this is Ray Goulding, reminding you to write if you get word.
Bob Elliott, reminding you to hang by your thumb.
This is the CBS Radio Network. CBS Radio Network.